Today's word is perseverance. Perseverance is a great gift of God by which man, at the moment of death, is in the state of sanctifying grace, and therefore is saved. Actually, perseverance refers primarily to the process of living under the influx of God's grace. Man, clad with sanctifying grace, given the weakness of his nature marred by original sin and the devil's attacks, is always in danger of losing God's friendship by succumbing to temptation, notwithstanding his resolution to the contrary. There is not in this life a fixed state of the soul in grace that, as in the case of the blessed, makes relapse into sin impossible. With fine psychological sense, St. Thomas, in the Summa, Prima Secundae, Question 109, Articles 8 and 9, presents the explanation. As sanctifying grace heals the mind but does not nullify concupiscence, there arise in man sudden and unexpected movements of the passions, which the mind, not always vigilant and alert, is not always successful in dominating, for a continuous tension is psychologically impossible. Hence guilt, which returns from time to time. We resist for a time, but soon grow weary of watching and fighting, and finally capitulate deliberately. The Council of Trent, in Session 6, Chapter 22, expounds that man, already adorned with sanctifying grace, cannot persevere in holiness without a special help from God. Even more, according to the same council, in Chapter 16, sanctified man needs a particular divine help for final perseverance, which is the magnum donum, or great gift, veiled by the mystery of predestination. The gift of final perseverance is complex, since it supposes the state of sanctifying grace, and requires, in addition, a continuous influx of efficacious actual grace for the whole life, and especially at the hour of death, bristling with psychological difficulties and temptations. Besides, that gift includes timely dispositions of divine providence, joining the state of grace with the exact instant of death, on which depends man's eternal status. Surely man must collaborate with God by cooperating freely with his grace in order to merit eternal salvation. But it is also certain that such a decisive moment on which converge so many diverse elements must lie in God's hands. Man cannot be sure of final perseverance. Neither can he merit it in the true sense of the word, but he can, according to happy expression of the fathers, merit it by prayer.